It's all about jobs here today in the future. We talked about that big undertaking in St. John's. $555 million, 290 jobs at the job fair tomorrow for that brand new dairy plant. 800,000 pounds of cheese a day. That's a lot of cheese. Joining me here in the studio now is James Muffet, founder and president of Student Statesmanship Institute based in Lansing, Michigan. James, welcome to the program.
Hey, it's nice to be here.
And I talk about jobs because a lot of what you're doing here, the lead program is Learn, Empower, Act, Discover. Empowering teens to change their world. What do you mean?
Well, high school kids are notorious for being part of the I don't care and I don't pay attention to what's going on in the culture.
Sometimes their parents are just as guilty. Go on.
Well, you know, we get it honest, right? And I know in my teenage years I was that guy. And this program is designed to take kids out of the sort of classroom, listen, memorize, regurgitate, forget, and take civics and leadership and judicial training and media training. Actually, we do that as well. And put it into a hands-on, real-world experience that's a week-long immersion. And we find that high school kids, when you take them out of the just sit in the classroom and listen and learn and put them into the hands-on side of things, oh my gosh, it's great. And so we've grown from 12 kids on a weekend. Now we got 300 kids in the summer and we're in three other states. So we found a model that seems to really hit high school kids, maybe from a different angle than what they're used to. And we're really excited about it because it's something that high school kids tell us that you have to be there to understand it.
So 300 kids in the summer program, yeah. James, what do they do? Is it just 1 week or is it like, is there prep work? What happens?
Yeah, well, we have 3 weeks to choose from and each week is a little different. We have a House simulation and a Senate simulation. Plus, we do a media track. So those are all across all three platforms.
So in the House and Senate, yeah. They're just investigating endlessly for a week?
Yeah.
We try
to do it the way it ought to be, legislature.
All right, just checking. Investigate, create a narrative.
No, they get a real bill that's already been through the legislature. They get assigned a position on the bill as a first-year House student. They take the oath of office. They get put in a caucus, get put in a committee.
Right.
And on Monday, they have caucus meetings. Tuesday, caucus meetings. Wednesday, they go into the Capitol building for real live committee hearings. And then on Friday, check this out, Steve. Every one of these kids stands up on the real House floor on Friday and has to give a speech in front of God and everyone. Scares the heck out of kids. Obviously, public speaking is one of the worst fears of human beings. And we see these kids rise to the level and understand both sides of issues and how to engage from a productive citizenship standpoint. And so the idea is to teach them what goes on in their world and what they never know about, and they get to learn it by doing it,
which
is the best.
And that's one program. What other things are available?
Well, we have the Senate, which they return, and they get to add amendments to their bills. We have the media track, which they do a newspaper, and so the students are journalists for a week. We have a broadcast team where they do actually a nightly news broadcast where they role play as the reporters. We have a judicial track, actually two of them, a mock trial, civil case, and we have a moot court where they go into the Supreme Court chambers and debate with real Supreme Court justices. And then we have a campaign track where they run a campaign for governor throughout the whole week, and a business track where they manage a $40 million company over 8 years. So there are multiple simulations happening simultaneously, and all the kids are role playing as leaders. And then they interact for like in the legislative part, all the other kids get to participate in that. And then in the campaign track, they all vote on who they want to be the governor.
James Muffet here is the founder and president of Student Statesmanship Institute based in Lansing, Michigan. He's the Student Statesmanship Institute is the lead summer program. Tell me more about this managing a $40 million company for a period of time.
It is a master's level program. That actually puts kids in management positions. So they get assigned a company and they get assigned a team, four people, and they become the management team for this in-debt $40 million sensor manufacturing company. And they compete in the marketplace through an MBA program that's kind of scaled down for high school kids.
Right.
They have to make a business presentation halfway through.
They do this in 1 week?
In 1 week. You have never seen a learning curve so steep, and yet these kids at the end perform like they're the real thing.
So what's it take to get the kid involved? What's the criteria? What's required?
Nothing's required other than you sign up and you want to spend that week with us.
What's the cost?
It's about $439 for the week, although we have scholarships and we have financial aid. So anybody who has a financial issue, don't hesitate. This is the best thing high school kids tell me it's the best thing they've ever done that they didn't want to do at the beginning because they thought it was like school.
It is like school, but it's a learning experience. So
yeah.
They come for a week. They stay in Lansing. You have a place for them to stay. How's that work?
Well, actually, we're in Howell at Cleary University.
All right.
And so they open up their campus for the whole week. Beautiful dorms, beautiful campus, beautiful teaching facilities. And then when we come to the Capitol, we put them on buses, and they have a great time.
Sure. They all come to the Capitol, or just some of them?
The ones who are doing the House and the Senate come to the Capitol.
But the business people.
And the business track doesn't, except for they come for to observe some of the programs. The mock trial moot court, they both come to the Capitol for their trials. So some of them
they're politicians. Of course, they're on trial.
You got to come to Lansing if you're in politics, man.
No, I mean they're on trial. Of course, they're politicians.
Yeah, you got that right.
Keep it straight.
But see, this is the most counterintuitive thing I have ever done in my life. When I started it, I thought, okay, you got high school kids, you got school type stuff, and you got summer. This is not going to work. And we have kids coming back 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times to do alternate tracks. Because it's this immersion strategy of teaching that I think catches them by surprise a little bit.
All right. Well, people want to find out more right now, James. What do they do?
Well, they go online to www, we don't have to say that anymore, ssionline.org. That's ssionline.org. And your kids will tell you that it is the best thing they've ever been told to do.
Ever. Ever.
Ever been told to do.
All right. So, I want to know the age. Is there any age restriction?
It's high school. So going into ninth grade
anybody.
Or coming out of 12th grade, anybody. And we age diversify all the working groups so everyone gets a chance to mentor and be mentored.
All right. One last time.
It's ssionline.org.
James Muffet, founder and president of Student Statesmanship Institute in Lansing, Michigan. Thank you so much for sharing all that.
Thanks, Steve. I appreciate it.
Greatly appreciate that. Hey, it's time to light up the night with $1,000 off a 2019 Roxor plus a 40-inch LED light bar at no extra cost. All this makes it even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. So whether you're itching to hit the trails or put this hand-assembled beast to work, you can believe it. 70 years of rugged heritage is up to the task. Work smarter, play harder, stay out later. See your Roxor dealer today or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details. Trust me, you want this thing. You want it. It's a Roxor. Partners with the Steve Gerber Show back after this.